Right, let's go ahead and call this meeting of the TRPA Operations and Governance Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022, and the time is 9:31. First item on the agenda is the roll call to determine the quorum. Maria?
Ms. Aldean?
Here.
Mrs. Sagaski?
I'm here for the secretary.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Mr. Hicks? Ms. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Honigman?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Terrific. Thank you. I'll now review the meeting rules for the day. To observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov. Select March 23rd, 2022, Governing Board Meeting on the calendar and follow the link to the webinar. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. In order to participate in this Operations and Governance Committee meeting with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking Raise Hand at the bottom of your screen at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you have used the dial-in number to join us by phone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To committee members, if you wish to speak, you can advise me verbally, or you can also now raise your hand in Zoom. You will find the icon on the bottom of your screen. A reminder that committee members may not use the chat box to make any comments or to have sidebar conversations. Please, everyone, remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. Finally, I would also like to ask that all members turn on their cameras, as we now have sufficient capacity on our platform to accommodate all members. Next item is approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda, Chris?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Okay, then we will deem the agenda approved as posted. Next item is agenda number 2, approval of the minutes. We have a set of minutes from February 23rd, 2022 on page 19 of your packet. Does any member of the committee wish to make a change? All right. I'm not seeing any hands raised, and I'm not hearing any voices. So would somebody care to make a motion?
Approve.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting of February 23rd, 2022. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. That brings us to agenda item number 3 and the recommended approval of the February financials. Information on this item can be found on page 101 of your packet. Chris?
For the record, Chris Schuyler, Finance Director for the agency. Could I have the next chart, please? I keep comparing the planning fees to the prior 3 years. We just do want to make the point that because of the high level volume, we did budget this year at a much higher level, more like last year's. Still, having said that, we are 2/3 of the way through the year and our planning fund revenues are 74% of the budget. So this means you're almost certainly going to achieve the budgeted planning fees and probably exceed them. On the expenditure side, we're still struggling to fill one position. It's a highly specialized data analysis position in the RNA department. We are, however, spending more money on outsourced support for project reviews. In fact, we've added a second contractor to help us process applications. And we were able to successfully replace our intake person. This is the former front counter job. It's a person who screens applications as they come in to make sure they're complete and things like that. So we're still addressing those issues. If I could have the next chart, please. This chart is basically the same data. It just shows the budget versus year to date as opposed to budget versus, I'm sorry, as opposed to actuals versus budget. And the same things. We've received all the state funds. We're doing well on grants. Our expenditures are on track for what we're expecting. Could I have the next chart, please? Cash flow remains strong. This is mostly being driven at this point by the high planning fee levels. Next chart, please. I did not include a balance sheet in the staff summary this time because I wanted to brief the members of the committee on it before we get into it. This is a fallout of the GASB 84 change we talked about during the audit. And basically what we had been doing is when we received mitigation funds, we would record them as a liability because those are monies held for the local jurisdictions or the land banks. The result of GASB 84 is to change that. So we're showing these as revenue. So what you see on this chart is on the left is our current balance sheet. On the right is the old balance sheet. And you see a huge change between liabilities and the prior into fund balance on the current. That's not really real. I still keep this in that trust column because these are monies we're holding for other people to use. But it is a reflection of that GASB 84. So what you will see going forward is you'll see this massive fund balance for TRPA, but most of those funds are not, in fact, available to the agency to utilize in terms of our other operations. They're monies that are held for the land banks. They're money that are held for other mitigation, air quality, water quality, VMT mitigation. There will be some money still left in mitigation. When we did the GASB 84, we went through each item. And some of these, not sure what happened to my camera. Some of these remain in the old fashion of recording them as a liability as opposed to a fund balance item. Next chart, please. Just, this is one of those information type things for you. There is in the compact $150,000 of local support from the local jurisdictions. That money is divvied up into two buckets. Half of it is allocated to local jurisdictions, first by state and then by county. The other half is distributed by assessed valuations, basically, of all the non-government owned lands in the basin. We do our parcel update process in the fall where we capture the most recent data from each of the counties, and then we generate the invoices for this. I just thought you might be interested in seeing this distribution of assessed valuations. El Dorado County has the highest assessed value in the basin, and it's been that way for several years. Placer County second, Washoe third, and Douglas is the smallest of the big four. There is a very, very tiny amount of assessed valuation in the city and county of Carson City. It doesn't quite reach the 0% threshold, but it is there. I thought you might be interested in seeing that. We are now at $26.8 billion worth of assessed valuations in the basin. And that concludes my presentation, unless anybody has any questions.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Any questions for Chris on the February financial statement? Chris, could you clarify something for me? Under year-to-date revenues and expenses, it says midway down in the first paragraph, separately, cost reimbursed planning fees and litigation expenses already exceed the year's budget. I'm assuming we're talking about, with respect to litigation, the fact that permit recipients are required to indemnify us against liability if the permit that was issued is challenged, right? So
that is
cost reimbursement. It just doesn't refer strictly to planning fees, correct?
Yes, but right now it's mostly planning fees. The litigation is in there. Most of the activity on the litigation has been around the Eckenstein litigation.
Right.
That is in there, but there's also, we have this massive monitoring program for Heavenly for a permit that was issued 10 plus years ago. And that's a significant contract. It's actually out for bid right now. That would be included in there. Anything like that would also be in that bucket.
In the litigation expense bucket.
Yeah, for the reimbursable category. The other one we used to call it fines and forfeitures, that's a reflection of things like the prior meeting where we assessed a fine for the mountain addiction, and that money comes in and then gets used for a variety of things.
And the security deposits, right, that are unclaimed, that are eventually abandoned?
Yeah, we haven't done abandoned securities in a while. We're working on a batch for you, but we've gotten most of the old stuff cleaned out. But yeah, that would actually go in planning fees, I think.
Okay.
We use those to help support the enforcement program.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from members on this item? All right, seeing no hands raised and hearing no voices, we'll move on to public comment. Any member of the public wishing to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking raise hand at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. And who's managing public comment, Catherine? Is it you?
I'm here, Ms. Chair, Mrs. Maria.
Hi, Maria. Any public comment?
Madam Chair, we have no public comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. And if there are no further questions or comments by the committee, I'll entertain a motion to recommend that the governing board approve the February financials.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion. Thank you, Cindy. Any comments on the question? All right, Mario, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Gustafson.
Yes.
Mrs. Sagaski or Ms. Bauman?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Aldine?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to the next item, which is item number 4, which is the proposed release of El Dorado County Air Quality Mitigation Funds in the amount of $165,000 for the East San Bernardino, West San Bernardino Class 1 bike path. Information on this item can be found on page 125 of your packet. And Tracy, are you with us?
I am here, Madam Chair.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. So for the record, I'm Tracy Campbell, and I'm here on behalf of EIP Division Manager Kim Carringer. So this is a mitigation request from El Dorado County for $165,000 in air quality mitigation funds towards the east to west San Bernardino bike path. The project's scheduled for construction this summer, 2022, and will link the North Upper Truckee Road neighborhood with the Myers community. Project includes the installation of a shared use path bridge over the Upper Truckee River, just west of Tahoe Paradise Park. So as you'll see in the staff report, the total project cost is close to $3 million. And this project is just a really great example of how those mitigation funds really pull their weight by serving as that critical local match piece for federal funds. Senior engineer Donaldo Pallarone from El Dorado County is with us to answer any questions about the project. So with that, I will pass it back to you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tracy. That was very, very concise. Does the gentleman from El Dorado County have anything to add to the presentation?
Hi, good morning. Donaldo Pallarone with El Dorado County. Just want to thank the committee in consideration of our request. We look forward to implementing this important project. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Does any member of the committee have any questions or comments regarding this item? Okay. Hearing none, seeing none, we will move on to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking on the raised hand icon at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria, any public comment?
Yes, Madam Chair, we have one comment. Steve Teixeira, would like to go ahead and address the committee.
Thank you, Maria. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Steve Teixeira on behalf of Tahoe Chamber. This project has been a long time in the making. It is consistent with the Myers area plan and the mobility chapter for the plan. Donaldo was very modest. He said, yes, we look forward to implementing the project, but it really has been a long time in planning. And it's exciting because the bridge involved in this does link two sides of trail networks together. So on behalf of the chamber, we've been involved with the area plan process for many, many years, and salute El Dorado County for their leadership on this and ask that you take the affirmative action before you this morning. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Maria, any further public comment?
Madam Chair, there are no other hands raised for public comment.
Then we will close public comment and we'll bring this matter back to the committee. If there are no comments or questions by the committee, I will entertain a motion to recommend that the governing board approve the release subject to the conditions contained in the memorandum.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Alexis. We have a motion. Any comments on the question? All right. Maria, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Bauman?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Aldine?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Okay, thank you. It takes us to item number 5, which is an action to authorize TRPA to enter into a contract for environmental monitoring of the Tahoe Keys Lagoons Aquatic Weed Control Methods Test Project. Information on this item can be found on page 131 of your packet. Chris, are you leading this discussion?
Yes, I am. I apologize. I don't seem to be able to get my camera to turn on. It was working earlier today. What this item is as a general rule, the board is delegated to the executive director the authority to enter into contracts in order to conduct the agency's business. There is a proviso in there that says that for very large contracts that aren't in the budget need to come to the board, and this will be a significant contract, well over $1 million. The subject item is the monitoring contract for the Tahoe Key Test Program. It was not envisioned at the time we did the budget. Funding for this comes from the Lake Tahoe Restoration Act money, so it's not a hit to our general fund. And time is critical because we have to have this monitoring program in place before we start the test program itself. I do want to give a big shout out for the team. This is a major effort. The amount of detail in this RFP is truly impressive. It's if you go to the website, the RFP is 180 pages long because each of the different treatment methods requires its own test plan, and it's highly specific and detailed. So what we are asking you to do then is delegate to Joanne the authority to make a final selection of the contractor or contractors for the project and to enter into any contracts and resulting contracts. With that, I would ask you if you have any questions, and Dennis is on the line if you have technical questions as well.
Well, this is a question for either you or Dennis. I know that the RFP went out on the 11th of March. How many proposals have we received to date?
I don't know that we've received any. The due date is the 8th of April.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. We have we're in the middle of a Q&A period right now where we're receiving questions from potential bidders, and then we will be responding to those at the end of the week, posting the questions and our answers to those. I think we've received questions from 3 potential bidders with some interest from others as well, just from from other communications that we've received stating that they are interested in submitting a proposal.
Are these mostly local companies, Dennis, or are they from all around the country?
They're a variety of local and from other locations throughout the country.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Any questions by members of the committee on this item?
I just have a quick question. The purpose of this delegation is just because of our infrequent meeting time that times that we can speed up the selection process and get this rolling. Is that the main purpose of the delegation?
Yes, that's correct. We need to close on the monitoring plan before the next scheduled board meeting.
Okay, great. But the board will be provided with all the information from the selection and the contract and everything.
We can certainly bring that to you in the April board meeting, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt. Okay, well, if there are no other questions or comments by the committee, we will then go to public comment. Excuse me, if any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking on the raised hand icon at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria, any public comment?
Just going to give it a moment here, see if anybody raises their hand, which is at the bottom of your screen, the raise hand button. Looks like we have no hands raised for this item.
Okay. All right, Mari, thank you. Then we will close public comment, bring it back to the committee, and I will entertain a motion to recommend that the governing board approve TRPA to enter into a contract for environmental monitoring of the Tahoe Keys Lagoons Aquatic Weed Control Methods Test Project.
So moved.
Okay, thank you, Vince. We have a motion. Any comments on the question? Hearing none. Mari, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Bowman?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Aldeen?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to agenda number 6, which is an information briefing on the TRPA building construction. Chris? What wonderful progress reports do you have to share with us?
Well, let's go through a few things. Next chart, please. This is the budget for the roof portion of the work. It's shown as a base bid with, by the way, this is a firm offer from a contractor. We're in the process of finalizing an actual contract document with them, with the work expected to happen in the June-July timeframe. So it's going to cost about $215,000. This is coming out of the $500,000 of bond money that we have for building improvements. The items listed here on options aren't really options. The goal here is to have a roof that's going to last us for 20 to 30 years. And all of these so-called options are really all based on that. It's making sure there's a solid foundation for attaching the new membrane and making sure that we've set up things so that, you know, we have other things on the roof, like the HVAC units require service. We have an air quality monitoring station on our roof. So if people are going to be walking around up there, we want to make sure it's set up to handle all that. The unknown on here is we don't know what's going to happen when we pull the existing cover off from the roof and look underneath. So there is a provision in here for repair work. I know of a couple areas that we are going to want to do some structure, just some work on. There's an old HVAC hole that they just slapped a piece of plywood over the top of, and that's going to have to be fixed when we get the chance and things like that. But that's the unknown on here. So the 215 is basically the minimum cost of the roof, and it will probably be a little bit higher than that. We hope to be on contract before too much longer. Next chart, please. This is the overall budget. The rock wall is the next most expensive price, that item. That is a quote from Flipper, who is basically the only guy in this area that does that kind of land, earth-moving stuff. The front lobby configuration, we'll talk about that in just a minute. And then there's additional carpeting and stuff. I have $66,000 down there for other items. That's not entirely contingency. That's kind of, we have a whole laundry list of things to do, but we want to get through the roof and the rock wall to get those expenses under control before we go in and do the rest of the stuff. And that will be things like LED lighting. We're already in the process of installing the LED lights in the new lobby area. And the more money we have left over, the further through the building we'll do that. The goal is to eventually have all the lights being LEDs. The other note on here is you can see the EV charging station is basically not going to cost us anything because of the rebate from NV Energy pretty much covers the cost of the EV charging station. And that work we should be able to do in the next couple of weeks. So we may have that up before our first in-person board meeting. Next chart, please. This is kind of a sketch of the new entry area for current planning. Basically, we removed the long counter area. We're adding a second conference room. So we have two conference rooms for planners to sit down and meet with applicants at. We're also designing this a little bit flexibly. So at the bottom of this chart where you see those two that are called offices, those can be converted into additional small conference rooms in the future if the need arises. We'll wait and assess and see how that goes. The one change some of you who are accustomed to visiting us may notice right away is the old brown wooden doors that lead to the hallway that leads to the governing board rooms will be removed. So now everybody will come through the glass front doors and you'll turn left then to go to the hallway to go to the governing board rooms, or you'd go straight to get into the reception area. And we will have space set up in the reception area for computers so that applicants can come in and access the system and enter their stuff if they wish. If I could have the next chart, please. Then here's the obligatory photos. So the photo on the left is, I think, the better one, kind of standing in a corner next to the glass wall to the vestibule. And what you're staring at center is what used to be the front counter area. We built a little wall there now. To the left are the doors to the conference rooms. To the center right is the main doors that would lead into the TRPA space. And we actually had them build two door frames there so that if we decide later on that we want to convert those other two offices to conference rooms, it's strictly going to be a matter of moving the doors. Everything else would be in place. And obviously we're taking care of electricity and internet access and all that stuff at the same time. And that concludes that presentation, unless somebody has any questions.
Thank you, Chris. My only question is, do we have enough money in the budget to replace a few of the chairs in the governing board meeting room?
That is one of the items in that other items out at the bottom.
I remember Larry Stevenson on occasion almost disappearing beneath the table because his chair would spontaneously descend to the floor of the room. And I know those chairs. I think those chairs are the same chairs that I sat in back in 2003. So they're probably in need of some repair.
Yeah, we'll be replacing chairs for everybody, both board members and staff, and adding some furniture, conference tables to the conference rooms and stuff like that. So
right, great. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Chris. Any member of the committee have any comments regarding this item? Or would anyone like further detail? Okay, seeing no hands raised and hearing no voices, we will now move on to public comment. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking on the raised hand icon at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised for this item.
Okay, thank you, Maria. Not surprising. This is not exactly a hot topic for most people. All right, then we will close public comment. And if there are no further comments by the committee, we will move on. This obviously was informational only. Chris, would you like to bring us up to date on upcoming topics?
Okay. Next chart, please. I will say, though, that we did get at least one comment from the public asking when we're going to be returning to at least partial in-person meetings. So that is a matter of interest to the public.
Do we have a date for that, Chris?
We're shooting for May.
May. Okay. Okay.
It kind of depends on a number of things. Right now, our GB audio system isn't working. We can't figure out why, so we have to fix that. So.
All right, that's pretty critical. All right. So in April, we'll be reviewing, obviously, the quarterly treasurer's report, and then we're going to dive into the 2023 budget.
Yeah, I will say we're already talking to the states on budget. So we do have a specific request in to finance a project we've been trying to do for a long time, which is scanning and digitizing our files. Sometime when we are in person, I'll be happy to show you our multiple file rooms filled and overflowing with paper. So we're trying to deal with that. So in accordance with the 2/3, 1/3 ratio, we have a $500,000 BCP into California, and we've applied for $250,000 worth of Recovery Act funds from Nevada to get us started on the project. That is a starting, but it'll get us through a year or two. We're putting together a project plan. We have a project leader. We're hopeful of getting that money. We'll know in a few months. It will be included in the May revise in California's budget, and it will be going to the Interim Finance Committee in May for Nevada.
Okay, and based on your conversations with the respective staffs in both states, is there a likelihood that that request will be funded, Chris? I know it's a hard thing to predict, but...
Natural Resources has already confirmed that they are submitting that as part of the May revise. So it's in there. It's been through both finance and Natural Resources. The holdup in California was whether or not we were going to get matching funds in Nevada. So by demonstrating to them that Nevada is serious about this and it will be going to IFC in May, that shook the California money loose. We still have to work through some of the process with Nevada, and we owe them some information. But okay, we're pretty optimistic about this at this point.
That sounds very positive. Thank you. Appreciate that. Any questions of Chris by any member of the committee? All right, seeing no raised hands and hearing no voices, we will move on to public comment. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking the raised hand icon at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to make public comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. And again, this is an informational item only. We are now on agenda item number 7, committee member comments. Does any member of the committee have any additional comments to make before we adjourn the meeting? Okay, seeing no hands raised and hearing no voices, we will move on to our final public comment period. Again, if any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee, please raise your hand now, either by clicking the raised hand icon at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria, any additional public comment?
Madam Chair, there is no additional public comment.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. And is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. I like that enthusiasm. one more meeting accomplished. All right. I have a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passed.